We said a few times that the amazing nature of the Tefillah Shmon Esrei, the silent Shmon Esrei, the Chazaras HaShatz, on Shabbos, one day a year where we change the Shmon Esrei for each of the three Tefillah, which we don't do any other time in the whole year, not in Yom Kippur, not in Rosh Hashanah. This is something which is totally unique to Shabbos. And we mentioned an unbelievably fascinating insight from the Tor and the Vilna Gaon, which explains that really on Shabbos, besides the basic Shabbos, which of course we celebrate weekly, we are touching three different Shabbosim in history. The Shabbos of Bereishis, the Shabbos of the beginning of the world, the Shabbos of Matan Torah, when we receive the Torah, and the Shabbos of Lasid Lava, the Shabbos of the future world. And in fact, the three Shmona Esrei's of Shabbos really correspond to those three times. The beginning of Shabbos, if you look at we mentioned it already, so we're not going to go over fully. Atta Kiddash, this Yom HaShvi'i, you are Makadosh Shabbos, you are Mavarach Shabbos, and we quote Psukim from Bereishis. We're really speaking about then the Shabbos of Bereishis. We speak about Kabbalah Satorah and Moshe Rabbeinu during Shabbos morning. That's the Shabbos of Kabbalah Satorah, receiving the Torah. And finally, we're going to focus for a moment, which we haven't really discussed so much, is Mincha, which we're talking about referring to, touching the Shabbos of Blessed Love of the future. And if you look at the tefillah, that really fits beautifully. Like the themes that we touch and that we deal with are really higher level, so to speak. Ata echa v'shimcha echad. You're one, your name is one. We're talking about achdus, we're talking about oneness suddenly. Once it comes to mincha, we're talking about oneness. That's the highest thing to be, oneness. Echad is gematria what? 13. Which is like ahava, love, aleph hey, vav hey, which is also 13. Echad and achdus, when you love something, you become one with it. And at the end of Shabbos, after whole Shabbos, we're really talking about oneness already. We're talking about something which is way above what we usually speak about. We're talking about this, and that's really what lust and love is all about. What's going to happen at the end of days? God's name will again be one. Now there are all types of things which are blocking God's oneness in the world, but that's what the end of days is really all about, God's oneness. And then we speak about the others, Avram Yagel, Yitzchak Yiranein, and then we really talk about something which is fascinating called Menucha. I just want to read this to you in English. A lot of times after you've been from for a while, you always refer to the Hebrew. It's really interesting to read the English sometimes. Let's see the English. What are we looking for on Shabbos? Abraham would rejoice, Isaac would exult, Jacob and his sons, children, would rest. What type of rest? They would schluff a lot, fill up on a lot of chal, go to sleep for 5 hours, maybe make it up for mincha. That was the rest that Jacob's sons had? No! Let's see how would they rest. A rest, listen to these words, of love and magnanimity. A rest of truth. What does that mean, a rest of truth? A rest of truth and faith. A rest of peace and serenity and tranquility and security. A perfect rest in which you find favor. Amazing. And that, I think, fits together with the general theme that we're saying about mincha. This idea of menucha, if you think about it, resting is really not this worldly idea. This world, we believe, is a world to what? To schwitz. What's schwitz? I say it in Spanish. Sweat. This is a world to sweat. We got to work. You have to battle every day. We fight our Yetzirah, right? It's hard to concentrate. Breakfast, that's Yetzirah, right? We're fighting Yetzirah. We're fighting to fix our midas, fight our characteristics. Every day we have to get up, like the Tanya explains, Perek. Forgot, well, so that our job in this world is to fight and fight and fight. Menucha, rest, is really something that relates to the next world. Menucha is something which really relates to a next world. In the time of Schar, the time of Berini Yitzaru, this is the world of Hazar Bedima. We, with tears, are working. But later in the next world, we're going to enjoy ourselves. That's what the next world really is focused on so much, about enjoying ourselves. And that's the Menucha, and that's why, as much as this is the time when we're speaking about the Shabbos of Lasid Lavo, so we refer to the rest. And just to finish, really, but the very fact that there is this concept of rest on Shabbos as a basic concept, Shana B'Shabbos Tanug, shows you again how special Shabbos is. Shabbos is Mayin Olam Haba. Shabbos is a time which is really we're touching all the time. We're speaking specifically at Mincha, that's a special emphasis. But really the whole day of Shabbos is really all about that. Touching something, oneg. We're not misoneg ourselves during the week, B'Pashtut, right, generally. But that's not what the week is about, enjoying and celebrating, taking part in the physical world, digging in. But on Shabbos, we dig in. And Shabbos, we rest. These are concepts which are really all about the next world, which shows you how amazingly special Shabbos is. And Shabbos is a day to feel good and to touch madrigos and levels, which during the week are so far ahead of us. Have a great day.